Welcome to Destination Passport. I'm Keith Bird.
I'm Damon Braddock.
And together we are
Bird Product Travel Agency.
And this is the only podcast about travel.
Oh, baby. Thank you so much for listening again. We're excited to be back at it. And guess what the hell we're going to do today? We're going to bring somebody in here. Well, we're not going to bring them in here. They came of their own accord.
Of their own accord. They came of their own accord. We should make that perfectly clear.
Because we've been accused in the past. We did not drag them in here.
We did not coerce any of our clients into becoming our clients.
We did not lay out candy and then make an argument that we did not physically bring them in here. It was of their own accord just because they happened to like candy.
Yeah.
They came in here of their own accord.
Yeah.
Accord.
And
Honda Accord. They were driving a Honda Accord.
This particular client was driving a Honda Accord. We might talk about that later. But yeah, you know, I've always thought that the witch in Hansel and Gretel was unfairly reviled.
Exactly.
You know?
She just liked laying candy out in random places.
Yeah.
Is that a crime?
Is it her fault that Hansel and Gretel then ate the basically stole the candy from her?
Rude.
All the way up into her oven or whatever the story is?
That's exactly how it went. The only thing you could potentially say there is she littered.
Yes, and for that, I would. If you said that she deserves the death penalty for that, I would say yes, I agree.
But for the other stuff, no. We're both on the same page that she should definitely get the death penalty, but our reasonings are very different.
Yeah, for littering. The Hansel and Gretel, again, they should be arrested posthumously for theft, for thieving her litter.
So
anyway,
all that is to say, we have a client here, and we're going to send them on the trip of their dreams, as we always
do. But before we get to that, we have some housekeeping that we always do.
That's right.
We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in our lives a little later, but first, let's check in with last week's client, Brian's Turtles.
Brian's Turtles. Now, if you didn't listen to last week, it might be a little misleading, thinking Brian's Turtles.
Yeah.
Okay, his last name's Turtles. That's interesting.
Yeah. Does that mean he's Turtles?
Okay. First of all, that's presumptuous
ridiculous.
Of you. And kind of ridiculous
it's
and
presumptuous
silly.
And like a turtle? Come on. He is a snake, though.
Very much a snake.
He is
a whole family
literally
of snakes.
A snake.
And he ran a pet shop.
And he still will, hopefully, when he comes back from this vacation. Brian's Turtles is the pet shop right next door to our agency.
Yep.
Where your huge air quotes here, ex Patty works. So he is a snake who has sort of a pipe cleaner wrapped around him to make it look like he has arms and legs.
And we fell for it.
We fell for it hook, line, and sinker until the very end of the episode. We'll admit it. But he was very convincing.
He was very convincing. But if you listen back to that episode, you'll notice there are two small clues. There are two very sneaky, small little clues that we finally caught wind of. Like, wait a minute.
Wait
this
a
guy
second.
Might be a snake.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So the first clue...
The first clue was probably near the end when he slithered away.
Yeah.
The very end where he actually slithered away and his little fake arms fell off.
Yeah. And right before that was when he constricted me almost to death.
Exactly.
By wrapping himself around my body.
And those were the two clues. But before that, you would
before
not
that,
know.
Before that, there were almost no clues. Yes, he did say that he was cold-blooded.
Yes, he did say his wife was a snake.
His wife was a snake and pregnant with his kid or kids. I don't know if snakes have more than one at
a
time.
They have about 12.
Yeah.
At a time.
But anyway, Brian's Turtles, he sent us, he you know, we sent him to rural Kentucky for that beautiful Garden of Eden sort of like theme park / museum / religious experience.
Where he was going to play
Satan
in a very particular
part of the Bible,
right?
Of Genesis, of the Garden of Eden, where it is the snake.
Yeah, and I didn't get that at first when you were pitching it. I was thinking, how are we going to dress this guy up to look like Satan?
Yeah, no.
I mean, he is not a bulky guy. I don't know about
do
you guys.
At all.
I picture Satan kind of like in South Park, like very big, bulky, muscular.
Huh.
Is that how you picture Satan?
How do I usually picture Satan? I usually picture Satan as a little mouse.
Well, then that would have been very tough for a snake to play.
Well, but no, but in this particular part of the
body. But he wasn't.
I imagine Satan's usual natural form as a tiny little squeaky little mouse, super cute, like basically a Disney cartoon.
Right.
Basically Mickey. So basically my conception of Satan is Mickey Mouse.
Right. But anyway,
but he, in the Garden of Eden, he takes
played
the form
the
of
Garden
a snake.
Of Eden version where
right.
he was a snake,
right?
So,
and so, well,
we sent him there, but yeah, he sent us.
He sent us something. He sent us a postcard.
Oh, how did he know that we love? Receiving
oh, we
postcards?
Love receiving postcards. We receive them 100% of the time. Again, we never coerce any of our clients to send us these.
No,
we never fabricate them in any way.
No.
This is a very real postcard that Brian's Turtle sent to us. And let's see, what does it say here? What is he
having?
I'm having
trouble reading
He's
that.
Having something.
I think he is having
of something.
This is like Wheel of Fortune here.
You know, and usually when we do this, we're sort of like playing it up, like
right.
for the suspense. In this case, we cannot read his handwriting
because he is a snake. Yeah,
because he had to get a pen into his like little pipe cleaner hands,
mm-hmm.
and now you're just not going to get enough pressure on the page.
But wait, I think I got it.
Oh, did you get it?
I think he's having
the time of
his
life. Yep, that's
right,
what it says for sure.
Gentlemen.
In his snakey kind of handwriting, he is having the time of his life down in rural Kentucky. He said that the Marriott made entirely out of bluegrass is perfect accommodations for him. He's getting great service there. Room service, they actually deliver small rodents.
Small mice.
Right,
yeah.
Right
potential devils.
Room.
Potential devils.
Huh.
To your room.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Whoa.
He's enjoying that, and he is enjoying, you know, we get a lot of flack in the travel agency community for so many of our vacation packages being technically like casting someone in a movie or a TV show or putting them to work in some way.
We do get a lot of flack in the community, in the industry specifically.
Yeah, but we really believe that sometimes the most relaxing vacation is one where you are working full time.
Yep.
And that is what Brian Sturtles is doing. He is doing 12 shows a day of the Adam and Eve. And apparently what they've done is basically it's like the Waterworld show at Universal Studios.
One of my favorites.
And it's like, okay, wouldn't that be like Noah's Ark?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't if you're going to repurpose that set and all of that?
Oh, that's right. They repurposed that set for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's still running, I believe, but they've updated the set and like the old set they got rid of. And so, of course, to save money, this evangelical kind of theme park, mm-hmm. were like, okay, we'll buy this cheapo like Waterworld set. But then they realized, oh, wait, like the theme is Garden of Eden.
Right.
Not Noah's Ark.
No.
That's a different place in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So they've had to incorporate all the water and jet skis that happen because those are a part of it. You cannot take
you
those out of the
get
set.
Those out. A lot of it is on timers.
Exactly. Those are on timers, and those are actually like automated. Those are in the process.
Very automated.
They were not driving those. If you've seen that ride, those riders were not actually riding them. There's a pole connected to the bottom, and they were just, and you can't disconnect that. So they had to, basically what we're saying is they had to work jet skis into the story of the Garden of Eden. Yes.
Yeah. And so there's like one of the jet skis is the, they like, basically stapled a big tree to it with the apple, the forbidden fruit.
Yep.
And then one of the other jet skis, Brian's gets to ride on. And he's wearing basically like what they wear in Waterworld, but he's like, hey, I'm Satan, I'm a snake.
Anyway.
He describes all of this in detail. Maybe we'll post this on our website. Oh,
yeah.
We don't have a website, so we won't do that.
Yep.
But yeah, it looks like Brian's is having a great time in rural Kentucky.
Not surprised.
Yeah, I think when he gets back, he's finally going to have like the energy to like really run his business the way he wants to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe confront that scientist who keeps buying all of his turtles.
Yeah.
For seemingly nefarious purposes.
Yeah.
Yet another satisfied customer.
Yeah.
So happy for Brian's. So let's check in real quick
with each other. And I do want to piggyback off of that because mine is kind of related.
Sure.
So you had mentioned that the pet shop next door, which now we know is owned by Brian's Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to date, and I won't air quotes this, but I used to be...
I would put huge air quotes on that.
Okay, that's fun. So I wouldn't put any air quotes. I was very intimate, in a very deep relationship with somebody, Patty, who used to work
there.
Patty
at the pet shop, yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, she quit.
No, she does still work there.
Oh, she used to, but she still does. Like
exactly.
That Mitch Hedberg joke.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Go ahead.
I'm a huge Mitch Hedberg fan. Anytime I can slip one of those jokes in, you know I'm going to do
great,
it.
Great, okay.
And so I used to go by the store every day and walk by it.
Uh-huh. I still do as well.
Okay, great, Mitch.
Thank you.
All right.
Here's the thing. I'm now an employee of Brian's Turtles as well. Just part-time. I'm working over there undercover. Here's what I do. I put on a big old party wig.
Okay.
It's purple, and it is curly. But I'm just working, I think it's 3 hours a week, but I'm trying to match them up with Patty's schedule. So far, it hasn't matched yet. I should really check in on that. But yeah, I'm basically trying to, you know, kind of get back in, get to flirt with her as like a coworker kind of fling. You know what I mean?
You know what, Damon? I want to say that I'm happy for you.
Then just say it.
I'm really happy for you, man.
Thanks, Keith.
Some outside observers, probably not me because I don't really have the self-awareness for this, but listeners might say that this sounds like something I would do, crawling back to my ex who never liked me in the first place. And
what did Mitch Hedberg always say? He said, "You are the average of the five people you hang out with the most." That's what Mitch Hedberg always
said. Did he really say that?
Probably not.
Okay.
That's more like a self-help guru.
Mitch Album or something. Okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Anyway, who are the five people that I hang out with the most? Let me see. Number one, you. Number two, you. Yeah. Number three, you. Number four, you. And then number five, Lil Squirt.
Lil Squirt, right.
So you've started to rub off on me, and I'm starting to learn kind of some of these behaviors that you found so successful in your life.
Yeah. I mean, I find them successful. No one else in my life does.
And that's what I want to do.
Out, including you. You point that out to me constantly.
But you don't realize it, and that's what I want.
Okay.
That's what I want.
You are crippled by self-awareness that I lack.
Exactly. I've stopped meditating. I used to become so self-aware because I was meditating 3 hours a day sometimes. Oof. Stopped that.
Yeah.
Learned that was making me miserable.
That is a lot. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So
that's what I've been up to. But really quickly, do want to check in with you because we're all happy for me, and I'm very happy that you're happy for me.
Just right before we get to me, though, sure. I just really want to make sure, like, Lil Squirt isn't forcing you to do this and gambling on it, is he? He has not placed a bet with you that you could get back, huge air quotes on back, with huge air quotes on with Patty.
Okay. Okay, Keith. All right. Look, do you want me to be real?
Yeah,
do you want to open
please.
Up? Do you want to answer this question honestly and vulnerably?
I do, yeah.
Well, then here's the thing. Did Lil Squirt and I bet, now double or nothing, $10 million on the fact that I could, no air quotes here, get back with Patty? Absolutely.
Okay, yes. All right, great.
And so I'm trying to find any and every angle I can, because here's the thing that you may not know is Lil Squirt, he's been winning a lot lately. And
no, I do know that.
I've been in the red, and I'm glad we're getting back to business.
That's why I'm so concerned.
Well, I'm just, that's when you go, when your back's against the wall, what do? You go double or nothing.
Okay,
you go double or nothing. So that's
if you're
what I'm
gambling,
doing
yeah.
When in gambling, and that's
when in gambling,
when in gambling, double or nothing.
Yeah,
Mitch Hedberg said that. That was a really funny Mitch Hedberg joke when he would say that.
Wow.
Well, that's not the punchline, but I don't remember the punchline. That's just the setup.
That's the setup. Okay,
so imagine a funny punchline to that.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I did. That is funny.
Aw, yeah.
All right, great. So it sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah, what about you? I'm doing great. You're happy for me. I want to be happy for you. I know that, you were, before we started season three here, you were relaxing, you were recluse. Have you entered the world again a little bit here?
Yeah, recluse is a strong word. I was just relaxing. I was doing the ultimate staycation.
Sure.
I think now that, I'm back in the agency, back in the studio, which are one and the same, working again. Yeah, I think there are some things that, are making the transition back into society a little bit difficult for me, It's like, okay, now I have to pee in a bathroom.
Yeah, you don't, and you're saying that as if you never had to do it. You don't remember.
It was such a relaxing staycation. I forgot all of the social mores and kind of what you're supposed to do. I was like,
wait. So you want to pee in a bathroom just out of it being a social norm, not because you think that would be best for you.
Because I don't want to be a weirdo,
right?
But it's like I got so used to peeing in jars in my bedroom.
Yep.
That it's just like it doesn't feel right to pee pee in a toilet,
Yeah, it's too open.
Yeah,
too uncontained.
And I'm trying to get back on the dating apps. Trying to get myself out there. But
Good.
you know, I don't feel like any pictures from before my staycation really convey the real me. So it's me like with my long beard, my long hair, my long fingernails and toenails, surrounded by my jars of pee, and just I'm so pale.
Those are your new pictures.
Those
on the
are
dating
the new pictures I put on the dating apps. I'm getting nothing, you know. I'm getting no bites whatsoever.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Well, actually, that's not true. I did get one bite, not for any sort of romantic interest, but there's this lady named Shirley McClover.
Shirley McClover.
McLover. McLover. What is that? Okay.
Love her.
So Shirley McClover messaged me and said, first of all, I'm not interested in you sexually, romantically in any way whatsoever, but I am really interested in what you have in those jars. I think we could start a business partnership together.
Okay.
So, you know, not to brag, but I have entered a business partnership with Shirley McClover. to sell my, you know, homemade bespoke jars of pee-pee.
Okay. I mean, I have a couple things to say. Okay. Number one, I think it's interesting that you felt you had to describe them as homemade. I don't know that you could put together.
These aren't factory made. These aren't like, you know,
is this synthetic piss?
These aren't robots pissing synthetic piss into these jars on a fucking assembly line. I put my heart into these. Oops. I mean, I guess more literally, I put my pee. But I put my heart into these jars, you know, along with the pee. It's almost like the pee is preserving my heart, you know?
So you put on the jar, homemade, organic, homegrown, USDA approved.
Because I guess there is this sort of like little sliver of the sort of health community like out there on the internet, like on Instagram and all that, where they're really into these alternate kind of ways of like, you know, rolling back on your wrinkles, you know, like
rolling back on your wrinkles. I did read what was that? Oh, in Science Magazine, the big magazine.
Of course, I read it every day. It's a daily.
Exactly. Well, did you read just this morning's?
Yes, this morning's edition of Science Magazine.
The cover story was new research, which, by the way, there's a lot of scientific research going on nowadays for them to have enough to update this daily. There's a new scientific cover story around how drinking piss, not your own piss, but homegrown organic piss from another individual will cause your wrinkles to roll down,
roll back.
And there it was kind of like a Walmart, the old roll back.
And that's what Shirley and I are exploring, is a partnership with Walmart to sell it in the stores.
Like, that'd be a fun pitch to go in there and be like, remember the roll back guy?
And Shirley's, I was like, Shirley, like, is like the FDA going to go for this? And she was like, don't worry about the FDA.
Whoa.
I'll take care of it.
That's sketchy and fun.
Yeah, it's really sketchy. And she showed me her gun.
Whoa. Was she pointing to it and tapping it when she was saying, worry about and the then FDA?
She pulled out a framed photo of someone with like FDA on his like badge. Yeah. And then she like shot the photo.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think she might shoot to death some FDA employee.
Well, hey, whatever works.
Yeah, whatever
we're
works.
We're businessmen and we know all about that. And it's interesting that we're telling each other about new business ventures essentially that we're starting, but we're totally fine with that.
We're fine with that. We're very secure and comfortable our relationship, and I think nothing's going to go wrong with any of it.
With either of those.
But we've been making our client wait far too long.
Far too long.
He actually had to go feed the meter for his Honda Accord.
Yeah.
Of his own accord again. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back for the client for this week's episode of Destination Passport. Welcome back to Destination Passport. Let's get right to our client.
Let's get right in here.
He drove up in his beautiful Honda Accord.
What is that, a 2010? We'll ask him. I'm guessing it's a 2010.
Well maintained.
Oh, it's
for being
shape.
Over a decade old. We might talk about that a little bit more. but let's introduce this week's client and guest, Gregory Delgowski.
Well, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Gregory.
Gregory, thank you for stopping in. And really quickly, do you mind just telling the listeners at home and any potential lawyers that might be listening, did we physically drag you in here, or did you seek out our services?
Oh, well, the problem is I kind of don't remember how I got here.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
It's sounding sketchier for us.
I'm just, you know, I'm glad I woke up my Accord, but last time I remember, I was like I was in Vegas. I met you on the slots. Oh, you're so nice to me.
Okay. I'm regretting bringing this up.
Yeah, why did you bring that up knowing that that is what
Because we had a very in-depth
conversation. We are in deep, yeah.
In Las Vegas about how, hey, I'm not forcing you to do this. And what did you say to me? You said,
I'm down for anything.
Exactly.
But I was also on ayahuasca, so, you know, I was down for a life-changing experience.
Wow.
I hope this is it.
This will be it. Because if you haven't been able to tell yet, what we do here is we send clients on the trip of their dreams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I guess our first question, maybe it should be, are you looking to get away?
I want to get away from everything in a little sense.
Hell yes.
Life ain't easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. Tell us about your life. What do you do? Who are you?
Do you live in Las Vegas?
No, no. I was in Las Vegas
for a vacation.
No. Oh. Business.
Thank God.
Oh, okay.
People only go to Vegas for business.
Got it. Yeah.
I had to win a couple thousand so I can, you know,
get back.
My wife left me.
Oh,
when
no.
When was that? Pre or post Vegas?
Definitely pre Vegas. She fell in love with my doctor and my boss.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Yeah, she's in a polyamorous relationship. And I thought if I had the money, I could be a part of it, too.
So let me get this straight. So your wife left you for your, I forget which one was
boss
first.
And boss doctor.
And doctor.
Doctor first.
Doctor first.
Doctor first, then boss.
And it wasn't her doctor. It was your doctor.
It was your doctor.
She had never seen him.
Yeah, how did she fall in love with your doctor?
She goes with me to my doctor visits. I need a little bit of emotional support, and she writes out all the stuff for me.
Then what about work? Does she go with you to work as well?
No, we worked at the same place. It was So I lived in L.A., okay. For Vegas. It's so easy to get to Vegas from
Los Angeles or Louisiana?
Los Angeles.
Okay.
I keep forgetting Louisiana exists.
No, we all do. It's easier that way.
Poor Louisiana. I love you guys. But it was on the set. You know?
Okay.
I was working with Warner Brothers. Wow. I'm just security, and she's a director.
Wow. So.
So both of your boss would be the executive producer? I don't know. Who was both of your boss?
The head of security.
No, the head of security. Oh,
right.
Yes. I'm not security on set. I'm security of all of Warner Brothers Studios.
Okay.
When you see people that cross the line and they have to be chased down, like, hey, you don't belong here.
Yeah, some aspiring actor sneaks in trying to get the resume in there,
So many hipsters with a thick script I've had to tackle. You know.
Did you read any of the scripts? Any good? Or?
Yeah, one of them became Cowboys and Aliens.
Whoa.
I didn't get any credit for stealing it. It's kind of disappointing. Man.
Well, you didn't steal it. You confiscated it from an intruder.
Of course.
Yeah. So I'm so fascinated, like... How did you end up married to this director, like being a security guy? You're not head of security, your boss is head of security that she is now with romantically.
Sadly.
Yeah, so how did this whole like web of romantic intrigue start?
Dorsey High School.
Wow.
Yeah, this classic high school sweetheart.
Aww. Mm.
I saw her in computer class. She was doing her work and... I was just playing a little coffee break arcade game.
Which one?
It's a mix between like Galaga, and Street Fighter.
Wow, that's a really cool match. Yep.
Does the Galaga plane, I guess you would call it, or spaceship? Does it just become like a Street Fighter character?
It's so interesting. It's like real life. People are fighting, and I'm above trying to shoot them.
Whoa! So they're just having 1v1 fights everywhere, and you're just fucking shooting down on them.
I'm the dipwad, just like interrupting everything.
Wow!
And I think it was called Police Simulator. It was great. Oh, it was so
that's
good.
Fun.
That is really fun.
It's a fun, relaxing game to play when you're on a break. Yep.
Yeah. Not on a break. I was in the middle of class.
Yeah, you were supposed to be doing work like Excel or Word or HTML, whatever you're working on.
And Gladys, she's such a sweetheart. She would look out for me. Hey, the teacher's coming. Look out, the principal. Oh. Hey, you did a good job killing those ingrates. And she knew what made me happy.
Wow. That's
fantastic. And it wasn't, it's not the game itself that made me happy. It was the support.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I just didn't support enough back.
Okay.
Why she probably left me.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I would apologize for bringing it up, but I think you brought it up.
Yeah, I think you did definitely bring it up.
Oh, you're right. I haven't had therapy in a couple months, so it's nice to talk to somebody.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to talk to you. We appreciate you coming in. So
thank you.
It sounds like there's a bunch of interesting stuff that we could dig into, but I was just a little bit curious. So when your wife left you for your doctor first, you said, right? Mm-hmm. Doctor and then boss. The head of security
at Warner Brothers.
At Warner Brothers. Now they're in a polyamorous relationship, and then you said,
and we know something about that. Yeah,
yeah, we do. And then you said you thought if you won a couple grand, you could earn
you described
your way back
this,
to the relationship.
You described this as being in Las Vegas on business, which I initially thought meant
exactly.
Like you're there for a convention, like for like you know whatever industry you might be in.
As a security guard, what business brings you to Vegas that would make you need to win thousands?
Or
of
was
dollars?
The business just winning money so that you can buy your way into a polyamorous relationship with your wife and your boss and
my doctor.
Ex-boss? Because were you fired after this all went down or are you still employed by him?
Technically still employed. I should have a job in like a week when I go back. I had to get away. I didn't call anyone. I just drove to Vegas.
Yeah, no call, no show. We've done that.
How long has it been since I saw you in Vegas?
I think it's been a few days.
Yeah, I'll still have a job. I should be fine.
Yeah.
No, and everything in my life has been solved with monetary gains, you know.
Wow. Oh, okay. We know about that.
So it was obvious when she left me, the only problem was I wasn't making enough dough. Think about it. The head of security, a doctor, what do they have in common?
Okay, let's see.
Okay, what does a head of security and doctor have in common?
I guess thinking of it as sort of like taking kind of like a Osmosis Jones kind of approach to it. Mm-hmm. Like you...
Chris Rock.
Yeah, you're basically Osmosis Jones in terms of like keeping viruses and bacteria, so to speak, out of Warner
Frank.
Brothers.
And yeah. Frank is the relationship.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, and then, exactly. And then he's sort of like that too. He's sort of more like Osmosis Jones's partner, the
Drix.
Big pill guy.
His name is Drix. Don't ask me why I know so many details.
Yeah, you have so much Osmosis Jones knowledge, just top of mind.
Wow.
I'm a brilliant, brilliant security guy. Okay. And it's one of the greatest movies of all time. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
Did you work security on the live action portions of that movie with Bill Murray?
I was an understudy at the time.
You were an aspiring actor.
I was trying.
Wow.
I really thought I could.
Yeah.
I was going to be the voice of Osmosis Jones. You know, I took a couple classes here, hung out with Ben Stiller. We went down to Pete's Tacos. He gave me some tips.
Wow,
that's huge.
You should have seen me.
Yeah.
I killed it. It's
the audition.
The audition. Mm. Three of them. They called me back three times. Wow. And on the third one, they stood up and clapped. And it's like,
wow.
Our people are going to get in touch with your people.
Whoa.
You know,
what happened here? How did Chris Rock beat
you out? Yeah, after all of that, they still handed it to the massively popular megastar comedian.
Who was perfect for that role? That's who they handed
it
to?
It's almost as if nepotism is the most powerful thing in the entire industry.
Nepotism. What's your definition of nepotism? Because my understanding is that Chris Rock like earned his keep.
Earned? Do you know who his father is?
No, I guess not.
Me neither. But it's obvious he knew somebody.
He's got to be high up in WB,
okay,
baby.
Yeah.
So I burned that place to the ground, just like it deserved.
Wow.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. I have so many rabbit holes I want to go down.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I take?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. You burn the place to the ground. How is that? Did you literally do that? A. And then B. How did you then become head of security?
Yeah. How did you parlay that into being head of security?
Oh.
Did you like frame somebody?
Yeah. Did you say, look how insecure you guys are? I can make you more secure.
All right. I shouldn't be talking about this, but my wife helped me.
Oh.
And it wasn't.
I just complained about nepotism.
Well.
Hey, you got to play the game.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I know what nepotism means. It's definitely not my wife helping me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever Chris Rock did to steal the job away from me.
Sure.
Yeah, I bet if you look it up in the dictionary, it's
going to be Chris Rock's face.
Chris Rock's face and just whatever Chris Rock did to take the role of Osmosis Jones from Gregory Delgowski.
Yeah.
He'll rue the day he messed with Delgowski, is what I screamed as I torched the building of Miramax.
So then how did your wife get you out of this?
Oh, no one knew who you know.
Wow.
And that's why I shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we can cut that. Yeah.
We'll bleep it out.
Please,
we'll bleep all of that out.
Yeah. So I think when you're talking into a hot mic, you can assume that it's all off the record.
Yeah, when you're recording
something, it's off record.
You guys aren't journalists. You know?
We're travel agents.
It's not like we're putting together like a news report at the end of this of like.
And it's not. It's not like canonically we have. On behalf of the FBI, basically
acted as moles.
Acted as moles, or like
what?
Yeah, a couple seasons ago, there's a killer orphan you might have heard about named Fun Size Tommy who murdered his adoptive father, Father Conflict Dollars, and
Tommy Nice Kid, the one that killed his father.
Yeah. Well, Tommy Nice. Oh yeah. I guess we never really asked what like his actual surname was.
Yeah.
I guess it's Fun Size Tommy Nice Kid.
Yeah.
The news said it for the last year.
Wow. Yeah. We don't want to get into this right now, but basically the FBI had us over a barrel because of all the various crimes we've confessed ourselves on this podcast, and so we were basically forced into entrapping Fun Size Tommy.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening here. Is my point?
Yeah.
Is that why the Spirit Halloween sign is out in front? I was really confused walking in why there's a Spirit Halloween at your studio.
That's actually just a financial thing.
Yeah.
We just think it's best that you will not believe how much they will pay for space around this time of the year.
Yeah, this time of year. Yeah, so we are leasing out pretty much all of the square footage of our agency right now, except for this table we're sitting at right now, to Spirit Halloween.
Yeah.
So you see the shoppers going around getting their Freddy Krueger claws. And
the child won't stop staring at me.
Yeah, he's already put on his Fortnite costume.
Oh, he's flossing? I'm not looking at this.
Yeah, we don't need to look at this.
You kid.
Let's get away from the possible quote unquote crimes that we will of course bleep out that you may or may not have committed.
No crimes.
I'm really curious. Like, what did you do for that audition? Do you remember it? Do you know?
God, it's kind. I had to scrub it from my memory. It's a traumatic experience.
Yeah,
but I had to get real close to the mic. You know,
Yeah.
I got tears down my eyes.
Wow.
And I said, Drix, ain't no virus gonna come up in here and kill my Frank. And I was spitting, and there was
snot
coming from my nose. And I just looked at Drix and I said, if you're with me, you with me. But I'm gonna go there by myself whether you hate me or not.
Wow. Wow.
You saw it. The emotion.
Yeah.
The passion.
It all came back. Like, I'm amazed that they cast extremely, especially at the time, mega hot, mega successful.
Subpar.
Star comedian Chris Rock over
here. So he has a good smile. Yeah. Like, he doesn't love his wife like I love my wife. They look stupid now, don't they?
He's got a slappable smile, slappable face.
Ooh, if only I had an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, if he talked about my wife. Once?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He would never.
Are you sure? He stole stuff from me. I don't trust nobody named Chris or Rock.
Really?
So The Rock, not a big fan of The Rock?
Not Dwayne The Rock.
The
Johnson.
Rock? He'll break my back in a second. Have you seen that eyebrow?
I've seen him do the eyebrow. Mm. That shows you that he'll break your back?
It's... the cruelty. Mm. Only true villains know how to do the eyebrow.
Right. Wow.
But
you're pretty good at it.
You know how to do it. So that was really good.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Oh, you weren't supposed to see that. Oh, fuck.
Again, let's get away from any crimes of villainy. That's not what this is about. This is about giving you a vacation. This is about giving you the time of your life.
Trauma.
Yeah.
You know, that people imbued onto me.
Mm-hmm.
So Vegas didn't seem to do it. So what might you be looking for in a vacation right now, right? Huh? Is there anything in particular you're literally looking for on the vacation, or anything that you're looking for is like, when I get back, you know, I really want to
be ready to do this.
Yeah.
At this point, I think I've been too focused on material gains and success by material means, having the spot Chris Rock stole from me. Mm-hmm. And I want to have the closest thing to a human existence possible. But like,
okay.
Thrills. The most thrilling human experience ever. Is that kind of too vague for you guys?
No, we can work with that. We can work with that.
Definitely hone in on
that.
Yeah,
we can hone in. Especially because last week's client was literally a snake. So, like, we have, like, vacation packages for snakes and for other non-humans. So you are specifying that you definitely want a specifically human experience.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, if, let's say, there's no way I could ever make another human being. Maybe.
Okay,
I don't. I was thinking like being a parent is like a vacation, but it's
a lot
not.
Of people, a lot of people say that.
Yeah,
you know,
they'll come into our shop like, "This is a travel agency. What are you going to impregnate me?" Because having a kid is a vacation to me. And we go, "No. Whoa. Unless it's Patty." From next door,
pet shop.
Yes,
yeah, people come in and are like, wait, is this a travel agency or an adoption agency? Because either way, I'm having a blast.
Right.
I'm
going on a Halloween. Vacation. I'm really confused. It's one of those three things.
But so it sounds like maybe, you know, part of what made your relationship with your wife go wrong. I guess one way of asking this is, are your boss and doctor particularly fertile? And was it a fertility doctor specifically?
And did he give you bad news about fertility, potentially?
And good news about his own fertility? Yeah.
He just bragged about his own fertility for no reason after showing your bad chart.
Your empty balls, sorry.
You guys are the FBI?
No.
What the hell?
No. We have
that
only
was verbatim. What happened?
Here's the thing. I want you to know we are not the FBI. We're just really good at our jobs.
Yeah, and we are not the FBI. We have just been forced to work for them on occasion.
So you think like the bureau.
We do now. Just we can't help it. We've tried to train ourselves out of it, but we just are gumshoes now. We're flat foots. We're dicks.
Got so
you know.
For a second there.
So that's what happened exactly.
There were some things, multiple things apparently, that I really couldn't provide for my wife.
Yeah, sperm.
Multiple sperm.
Multiple sperm.
I had two.
You had two sperm?
Exactly. On all
total
times.
One in each ball.
Interesting.
Yeah, one of them was Jeff.
You named them.
I had 3 days to keep them around. Jeff and Philip.
Wait. Okay.
Okay. So hold on.
Your doctor told you, hey, you have two sperm left, and you have 3 days left with them. Is that? Did I hear that right?
It's kind of making me sad. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you had a really close bond with these sperms. When I realized
the lack of abilities I had, and these might be the last two I ever make. Think about it. If you had two friends and they said, hey, we're moving out of town and everyone else in the world hates you, but we love you and we will always love you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to spend the most time with those two as you could before they moved?
Wow. Okay.
Well, when you put it like that, yeah. So I guess, how did you spend time with your sperm?
I'm still not clear on where the 3-day deadline came from.
Yeah.
How did you spend this time together, this last time that you had? Or was it that you had to jack off in 3 days?
No. I saved them. We went.
Yeah.
I had to do things, great things, that made me one with my balls.
Wow.
And first was Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay.
You know, I had to ride some of those rides and get the woo feeling back into me. Pure excitement, pure joy.
Yeah, get those sperm like rolling around ready to shoot, you know.
And also that sensation of your balls dropping, like woo, gravity, you know.
Gravity, yeah.
You'd experience puberty again.
Yeah, of course.
You know? In a way.
Interesting.
It's like simulating puberty, getting your balls to drop through gravity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you only get to do that once, and if I got to do it again. Wow. True life experience.
True.
And
a human experience, you might say.
Yeah.
The most
the human most experience. Human. Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you think something to do with sperm is the most human experience, and you're looking for a human experience? Okay, I'm just jotting that down.
Yeah, just writing that down. We like to take notes.
I'm throwing those stuff out there. I'm trying to live my life to the fullest. After that, we went to the Santa Monica Pier.
Wow.
So many good sights in the Santa Monica Pier. Mm. It turns out if you kind of just go out to the water and look down, you'll see sharks. Not just any kind of sharks, great whites.
Wow.
That's right. So I kind of dipped my toes in a little bit and got real close and then like got out right before the sharks got me.
Was this like an adrenaline thing for you? Like
living on the edge. Nothing says you're more alive than almost dying.
Yeah, so sounds like you were having like a classic SoCal weekend, Knott's Berry Farm, tempting sharks at the end of the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah. Just things that everyone does when they go out there.
Yeah, eyes were full of tears as I just understood, like, I got to experience this alone.
Wow.
With my two homies. Jeff, no wife.
Jeff and Philip, you said?
Jeff and Philip.
Yeah. Okay, so then at the end of the three-day mark, what happened?
Okay, this is always hard to talk about.
I bet.
Well, we're here for you. We're here.
They dissolved.
They dissolved?
They died, and they returned to once they came.
Okay.
Never to be seen again.
Man.
They died, okay?
Yeah, they died. Wow. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if I know where sperm come from, even.
Yeah, I guess heaven?
Wait, I guess heaven, where they start the baby process?
Yeah.
Well,
like where the storks are up in heaven?
Because my question was...
Storks just have sperm in their mouths, right? And they go deliver
course.
It?
Yeah.
But where does the soul come from? Does a stork also hold the soul?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when the stork is holding the sperm in its big gullet, that's when the soul is gestating and it needs the physical human body to gestate, you know, the physical human body of the baby.
The human experience.
But the storks are delivering the soul. The person that has incubated and created their own idea of their own universe within the gullet of the stork.
Right. Okay.
They provide such an amazing service.
Yeah. So just for a clarification for everyone at home, the storks that deliver babies are actually just delivering the souls. They are not holding sperm or ejaculate in their gullets to dump into.
My doctor would have told me. The doctor that took my wife from me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Huh. Okay. Wow. Jeez. It certainly seems like you've been through a lot. I'm still not sure exactly what. But it seems to be a lot.
It
seems to really have affected you.
I can tell you guys are young because you don't know a midlife crisis if it slapped you in the face.
Yeah, no, we're both extremely young and handsome. Yep. Yeah.
I see that jawline from here.
I appreciate that. Well, Keith, I don't know. Do you have any final questions before maybe we start pitching some ideas?
Yeah, so I think what we're going to start doing now, Gregory, is based on kind of what we've learned about you and your life, which is so much,
so and much
we're
and
so like solid on.
I'm so sorry, y'all. It's always crazy being in L.A., not Louisiana.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah, it's hard to describe to outsiders just what the L.A. lifestyle is like.
Yeah, we just physically can't even conceptualize it. That's the issue.
But what we're going to do now is we're going to start pitching you vacation packages, and we're each going to have one to pitch to you. You can ask whatever questions, clarifications that you want, and that's basically it. We'll pitch them, and then you'll get a chance to decide which one you want to go with. So, Damon, do you have one?
I do. The 13th annual Sperm Bank Spermathon in Miami, Florida. Now, I think... Again, among a lot of things, I think you mentioned how being close to your sperm and those 3 days you had with them, it was a very human experience, and you're looking for a very human experience.
Superhuman and like comprehensible experience.
It's human and it's pre-human because it's sperm.
Yeah.
So basically what this event is not only is it a big convention of like, you know, donors.
Miami, another big convention town, just like Las Vegas.
Yep, exactly. A lot of donors go here, right? Yeah. So all year, if people are thinking about like, oh, I want to go down to the sperm bank and I want to donate, I think it'd be the right thing to do financially more than anything. But if they just don't get around the time to it, right? they'll usually come down all at once to the big conference in Miami for it and do it all at once, right?
Oh, and I should have mentioned, by the way, that every package that we we pitch or offer, we try out every package ourselves, every vacation package ourselves.
We got to experience this.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
How long does it last? Is it like a weekend?
Well, it's a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. And so it's 3 days. So yeah, kind of reminiscent of the time that you got with sperm before. So I was thinking you could go be around sperm for 3 days again.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful when you show up with all your fellow donors.
Just lining up at the doors.
You show up to the Four Seasons Hotel, and you see this beautiful fountain.
Ooh, Four Seasons, yes.
Yeah, you see this beautiful fountain that does not have anything in it yet.
That's day one.
Day one.
That's during registration.
I feel
when
like
you're signing out at the end of the day.
This bone-dry fountain.
But then when you're leaving, beautiful, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Fountain.
It's just shooting everywhere. Shooting.
Just shimmering, sparkling
shimmering
in the light.
Shooting, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sparkling as much because it's not very not very clear. It more captures light, I think.
Yeah. And we don't want to spoil what happens in between the check-in and check-out.
We don't want to spoil the meat of what's going
to
happen.
The meat, so to speak, the material.
All the hard work that the people go in to make that fountain alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of the like ladles that are handed out, the branded ladles that are handed out at the convention.
With my own name on it?
Yeah. So if you are, mentioned the donors, but there are also recipients that can come. they get the ladles, the Four Seasons branded ladles.
So you're saying they ladle it right in?
They ladle it right in.
We put it in with the ladles. I thought we were using it to pour on a meal.
I mean, you could. That's okay. That's okay. That's why you're going to go. You're going to experience and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is what it's like to be a human, baby.
I'm around so many like-minded people with issues probably the same as myself.
Probably exactly the same.
If not greater,
I'm sure there's so many people out there with your exact same specific issues.
Trust me.
Which we don't even
want
to list because there's just so many.
And
they're so specific.
Yeah.
And
Chris Rock ruining their lives.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I do want to mention really quickly about this package is there's kind of an amusement park section. It's really just one ride, but you hop into the mouth of a stork, and it's kind of a water ride, because when you hop in, it's kind of wet in there.
Yeah,
but you kind of ride around, and then they kind of drop you off at the end as if you were being dropped off, a soul being dropped off,
which is how babies are made
for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know what it means to be alive as I leave. So that stork's, that's an experience, right?
That's the experience of
dying and living and what it means to be myself.
Preach. I didn't even have to say it. That's right.
Yeah, Damon's going full megachurch now, just putting his hand up in the air.
Is there like any music in this stork that plays that would like...
Blink 182.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
it used
classic
to be,
rock.
It used to be Miami Sound Machine. Gloria Estefan. But at a certain point, Gloria Estefan was just like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I'm pulling the plug on this because I just don't get what you're doing here.
Yeah, so Blink 182, you know, they're still, like sans, Hoppus. No, wait, which one is?
I don't know.
The one that's not there anymore. Mark Hoppus is still there, but although I think he's having some health issues. Anyway, the point is, Blink 182 is playing live in the Stork's Gullet.
Yep. I'm getting, I got Blink 182 confused with, I think, a different band, because there's Travis Barker, who is like the living member of a band. The only living member of a band. I thought that was Blink 182.
No.
A Travis Barker band.
They're all alive still, Blink 182.
Okay.
And Travis Barker was also part of Boxcar Racer, but he's definitely... He's definitely not the only living member of that either. But Travis Barker's been in a lot of bands. But you know what? You can ask him.
Very true.
He'll be right there.
Whoa!
Oh, right there in the gullet.
That's right, baby.
My hero's going to be there?
Absolutely.
Y'all didn't
and guess
tell
what? Guess
that.
What? I have one last thing. One last thing.
Okay, okay.
The guest speaker this year. Can you guess who they got?
Hillary Clinton.
No. They got Chris Rock. But we canceled him. He's no longer going to be the guest speaker just for you.
Yeah. we canceled him because, you know, like,
oh God.
They heard us out.
Yes. Well,
and we canceled him
before we knew
before
about
we even knew about this because we were like, look,
there are going to be a lot of very insecure husbands at this convention.
Exactly.
And that is the most dangerous type of person to be around Chris Rock.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're a sensitive husband who's kind of quick to the trigger with any small little joke from a comedian.
How dare you?
On a stage where they're making jokes about everything. That's a dangerous place for sensitive husbands to be.
Yeah, so they heard us out and they're like, you know, that what that makes sense. Good point. We're canceling his ass.
What a fucking safe space this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, did you say who was replacing Chris Rock?
So replacing Chris Rock is Will Smith. So
he's gonna really be able to
see that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will Smith,
what
will be
an
speaking.
Icon.
He's been working on some counter stand-up.
Well, it's again sensitive husband convention, kind of in a way.
Basically,
they could rename it. So, who better to speak
I've
on that behalf
him on
than
TikTok.
Will Smith?
He's the most sensitive husband. He feels everything.
That's right.
I see it in his eyes. I see the hurt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what a
yeah.
great convention.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if the
that.
Other places are going to be almost as incredible as this one.
Well,
yeah,
we'll
this
see.
Is,
he's got a pretty good pitch, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I've got a hill to climb here to match that pitch because that's pretty much. That's pretty much, you know,
pretty
I don't often say this. That's pretty much perfect. I don't even know if we need
to. Do you concede? You want to concede?
No, I can't concede because the format of the show demands that I offer my own pitch.
Yeah. I need to have the most incredible experience in my life. I have to have all the options.
Yeah, that's right,
like
that's
my
right.
wife with all the Ooh. Options.
She does have a lot of options now, I guess, doesn't she?
I just want to be her third.
Wow.
Fourth?
Fourth?
Right? Her, the doctor, and the head of security.
Well, he would be the third. Like,
unless she's her
not
own option?
Her own.
Oh, her third option.
Her
I thought you meant in that relationship, the third
yeah.
of that relationship.
Oh, no, it'd be the fourth in the relationship, but it'd be her third option.
Her third option.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so you think if you're in a polyamorous relationship, you rank them and you say you're first, you're second, you're third.
Well,
I mean,
there has to be a hierarchy, yeah. doesn't there?
That's true.
That's life.
That's
like,
just human nature.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so you would be third. Okay, Keith, I believe in you. What's your pitch?
Okay, so Gregory.
Yep.
I think that I have another very solid option for you, and I think it might interest you, and that's why I'm going to pitch it.
Boy, aren't you ready?
I'm on the
I mean, how's the pitch so far? How's the pitch so far?
Like, feeling pretty excited. Right?
You know, I'm almost as nervous as Chris Rock telling a joke on stage.
Okay.
When I am around.
A sensitive hubby.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
There is an amusement park in Kansas City, Missouri, called Worlds of Fun. Has some pretty good roller coasters.
Ooh.
There's a wooden roller coaster, I think, called the Timberwolf.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't this, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's part of their ad campaign is pretty good roller coasters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's self-acclaimed.
See, because Worlds of Fun knows that they can't compete with like the really nationally known amusement parks like
Magic Mountain.
Yeah, right? Like your upper tier Six Flags is, your Disney's obviously can't compete with the SeaWorlds that have their own like roller coasters and stuff when they're not abusing the animals. The Knott's Berry Farm even like
one of the best.
And so
Kings Island, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Kings Island, yeah.
Pirates Cove.
Coney Island.
Don't talk about Coney Island like that.
Oh.
It's a dangerous place.
Sure.
I don't think we have time to get into that.
No, we do not.
But so Worlds of Fun. We have a deal with them. We've also gone. Damien, you might not remember it because it wasn't very memorable.
What, when we went?
When we went to Worlds of Fun.
Now that you're bringing it up, I do remember, but I remember it being so average.
Yeah, I mean, it's like fine.
It's fine.
It's all right.
It's fine.
It's like you go and you're like, I guess that was worth going.
It's like you go and you imagine like, okay, if I was like a middle schooler in the Kansas City area, yeah, I'd be excited to go here with my friends sometimes, you know?
Because there's like not a lot of alternatives for
me. Yeah, there's not
like
a whole, I mean,
middle schooler.
Look, Kansas City's a great town and a fine area to raise a family, but it's not like exciting everywhere all the time.
Yeah, it's not like Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Another amusement park in Ohio.
Ohio's got some great amusement parks.
That's what we do, baby.
So
does Ohio do anything else?
Some corn.
Corn.
Some corn.
So yeah, so we're thinking, you know, we'd set you up with some passes to Worlds of Fun. You can go on the rides. It's pretty cool. The food's fine.
Yeah.
We have a deal also with the Drury Inn that's across the highway from the sports complex, Arrowhead Stadium and Kauffman Stadium, where those teams play. You know, we weren't able to get you like tickets to a Chiefs game. They are going to be in town, so the traffic and parking's going to be pretty bad around that area.
Oh, this sounds so exciting. The more you talk about it, the lack.
I mean, that's a human experience. Yeah, I'll give you that, Chiefs. Keith.
And then you know, it's pretty. It's only like 15-20 minutes to downtown Kansas City, so you can like, depending on the traffic. Traffic's going to be bad because the Chiefs are going to be in town. But you can go downtown Power and Light. They've got like a Yard House.
That sounds beautiful, I think.
They've got a Yard House. They've got a burger bar. Mm-hmm. Let's see. They've got a Chipotle.
Oh, good.
BK. Like, they used to have this like upscale BK, like Burger King, like grill. That closed a while back.
People don't understand how much Burger King means to the world. And the fact that they're going away...
Yeah,
America's missing a hole in its heart.
There's an Insomnia Cookies. There's
so I guess any questions
on this? Hold on. It used to be an Alamo Draft House, but it is now a much smaller, shittier chain called I think B&B. Like,
any questions on the pitch? Yeah, any questions on either pitch here?
Kansas City's a great town. Yeah. Look, it's a great place to live for sure.
It sounds like you're kind of struggling to give me anything from Kansas
City. But think about it. Who lives in Kansas City?
Tech Nine.
Yes. Yes.
I'm excited about that. So you're saying Tech Nine is gonna be there?
Yeah, so
wait, no, don't steal this from me.
151 Rum is technically discontinued, but Tech Nine has a stash. All right.
No way.
And this is the
Caribou.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we do have a connection. I used to go to high school with a kid. Look.
Go on. You used to go to high school with a kid.
I used to go to high school with a kid who, for some reason, was sort of like recording demos and stuff, and like seemed to be like on the verge of signing with Tech Nine's like local label. I don't think that ever actually panned out for him. I just remember hearing about that. Like him? Wait, him? That kid
with the big black pants that are really baggy and all those chains on it.
That would have made more sense than this kid. This was just a nerd.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, and this isn't real or anything.
No.
This isn't from my real life.
Keith, of course not.
I mean, it is.
It's from Keith's real life.
It's from Keith's real life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you will get to meet Tech Nine. So that is legitimately exciting. But you know who else lives in Kansas City? Human beings.
Ooh.
What's more human than living in a moderately sized, pretty nice,
trafficked, full.
I totally forgot that Midwestern town. Miami's not 100% human. I forgot about that. Yeah,
they have a lot of dolphins.
They have a lot of dolphins down there.
They have some synthoids out there, I heard.
Yeah, they're starting to experiment with synthoids.
They do have sort of like the American version of Pan's Labyrinth is in Miami. So like the guy with the eyeballs in his palms.
On his palms, yeah. They've started breeding him. So there's
a
whole society of that guy.
Breeding him and then let him out in the Everglades. So
So imagine instead of like
species.
You know alligators, how you just see like their eyes, maybe their nose popping out. You just see his hand eyes above the water.
That's kind of more terrifying.
It is. That was the goal.
Yeah,
getting overpopulated, and they wanted to scare people out of there. So,
all right, keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind. So, any questions,
final questions,
comments before you decide? Or
we got two great packages.
Oh
we got the Sperm Bank Convention in Miami, where you get to be in a stork's gullet with Blink-182, or you know, just a really nice time in Kansas City.
Decent time in Kansas City.
Pretty decent.
My question is, so that wooden roller coaster, first off.
Yeah, Timberwolf.
If I like fuck around and put my hands up and go, wee, will it cut my arms off?
Oh, for sure. Multiple teenagers have died on that ride specifically doing that kind of thing.
Almost sounds promising if none of this goes well.
Yeah, because you
like
seem to be an adrenaline junkie. We really didn't explore that very much, but that was kind of the seed for me.
I didn't mention this. Speaking of
so,
seeds.
No offense, sorry.
Yeah, speaking of seeds.
None taken.
I forgot to mention that the stork ride goes up to 180 miles per hour.
Oh, Holy. Yeah.
There's loops and everything.
It goes
yeah, yeah.
the basically a the speed of like an F1 car. Yeah. yeah.
I could be my own Blue Angel for real this time. yeah.
That's right.
For real this time. We do not have time to get into that. No,
you don't want to know.
You impersonated the Blue Angels. We can't get into it. We don't have time.
Is that worse or better than impersonating like a veteran? Or is that both?
I think it's kind of stolen valor, but not as bad.
It's not as bad. Like, trust me. Pretending to be a veteran is way worse than stealing.
All right, we don't have time to get into that. We don't
so
have time
you
to
stole
get into
a Blue Angel. Yeah, we don't have time to get into okay.
We don't have time to get into that.
Closing question,
clear.
But no, yeah, no. Or do you have a
my question
decision?
Is, it's the kicker, Tech9.
right?
If there's anyone that could like get into my skull
yeah.
and help me with the ladies, yeah. it's Woman Slayer Tech9.
Oh, right, for sure.
Right.
And I know a guy who went to see him perform at Power and Light District in Kansas City the weekend of the Super Bowl when the Chiefs won. And it was pretty cool.
Okay, but
that
but also
pretty
okay,
neat.
Okay. Yeah. You're not thinking about so Will Smith's gonna be speaking. He's also gonna be performing.
He is gonna be
and
performing.
And I don't know if you know,
music.
But while he's in Miami,
oh, fuck.
He's also gonna go back to an oldie. Welcome to Miami where the heat is on
yeah.
all night.
That's
on
what he's gonna open with, obviously.
Right. Because
oh,
you're in Miami.
Party hits?
Well, when you're in Miami, he's gonna play a
but
party
then the rest
hit.
Of his
but
music is gonna be new stuff new about stuff. How mad he is at Chris Rock.
Yeah. It's kind of more
of
like grungy
people.
Rock. Yeah.
yeah.
He's, oh, he's going to have Machine Gun Kelly on stage
yep.
at the same time.
For sure.
That's it.
Yeah. That's the first the, person I think of when I think of rock.
Grungy.
Especially
rock.
The grunginess.
Grungy rock, yeah.
No one's harder than Machine Gun Kelly.
Post grunge Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, that kid went to my high school.
Wow.
Really?
He was hardcore, only for a couple years.
Wow. He was only hardcore for
a couple
years
yeah.
or went to your high school for a couple years?
Oh, both? He was always hardcore.
Okay.
Have you seen that guy? His name is Machine Gun.
He's very
Gun.
Hard. I mean, that's very hard. That, yeah. That's like Tech9. Yeah. Named after a gun.
Yep.
If someone's named after a gun, Tommy, you know they're about their business.
Okay, I don't know who this Tommy guy is.
Nope.
We do not
you
have
do
time,
not
to,
have
get
time to get
into it. So,
okay, which package do you want to pick?
Do, 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 do. Okay.
Are you playing your own Jeopardy music?
This yeah, is what I have to do when I think.
Okay, you just
sorry,
pulled
sorry,
out right. a big like phonograph, like an old timey phonograph.
It was inside of my Accord,
yeah,
when I,
okay,
and I had
yeah.
to bring it
okay.
in because people
okay.
steal that stuff.
Okay,
it's only a 2001.
And now you're bringing out an accordion. Okay, I get it. We don't need you to play the accordion either. Like you have a thing with accord.
Yeah, Honda accordion.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Okay. Wow, gotta be honest. That Kansas City seems like a pretty neat time.
Ooh, baby,
and. Will Smith in Miami with
Machine
the only question I have for you guys is, do you think I could, oh, this hurts me to say, but grow if I go to Miami and
wow.
be with like-minded people? Or
wow.
should I just go to Tech9 and fucking lose myself?
Well, if you're asking my opinion... I would say absolutely you're going to grow in Miami.
And if you're asking my opinion, you're going to grow more in Kansas City.
Oh, yes.
So does that help?
Yep.
All right, what's
well,
your 100%. Choice?
All right. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
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 Me too.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go to Miami.
Yes!
Wow.
I really could have used that Tech9 experience in my life.
Yeah.
That is truly living, maybe
yeah.
having...
Well,
Caribou poured on me, but I, in a second, I thought of my wife, Gabriella, Gladys Gabriella, and
Gladys Gabriella.
She would have been so proud of me in that stork.
Yeah.
And whatever the fountain is going to do when I drink
yeah.
from it.
No,
no,
spoilers, but I would
not
recommend
drink.
That. It's not going
to. Then what is a fountain for if you're not drinking from
yeah,
it?
Again, you'll find out. But when you're not there, you'll be hanging all night on the beach till the break of dawn. So it'll be a fantastic
you know,
time.
Miami ladies are probably nicer than KC ladies. Just
yeah. Yeah. Miami ladies are a lot more approachable, I would say. Oh. Kansas City women are almost too hot.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I can't wait for one of them to break my heart again, make me forget all about my old wife.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you again so much for coming in. We are
thank
so
you,
excited
Gregory.
To
We're
send
so
you
excited.
On this trip.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so... This was so worth it.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting that stuff in my drink, man. I saw you do it. I saw it.
We now we definitely need to beep that out.
Now we definitely need to address this. By stuff, he's saying...
It was a flavor packet, right?
Splenda, specifically. So it was so weird. They kept serving us unsweetened Coke.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I put...
unsweetened.
Yeah, that's
how
we met. Ourselves.
That's how we met. We turned
each other. Not even Coke Zero, just like unsweetened.
Unsweetened Coke.
Any Coke product had no sugar in it.
Wow. Exactly. And so we turned to each other at one point. We were both drinking these, and we turned to each other, and we go... does this taste sweet to you? And we both said, no.
No.
And then I said, well, hey, try this. Yeah. And then I put Splenda in mine and his, mm-hmm. and that's how we hit it off. So that's what he means. We wouldn't have ever really met if I didn't put the Splenda in his drink.
And then you just woke up in your Honda Accord outside of our...
We got so crunk that night once we had some sweet stuff in our bodies. Oh, it was... We went hard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had more ayahuasca in my car as well.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, great. We're so excited for you, Gregory. We're going to get started just as soon as we're done with this episode. Real quick, are we friends?
Keith, we are friends.
Great.
All real right. quick, are we friends?
You know, I kind of don't know your name.
Damon.
Damon?
Yeah.
All right, Damon, we're friends now.
Yes, yeah. Pinky swearing on it. Great.
Okay.
Well, we'll be right back to wrap up this episode of Destination Passport.
Bye.
Bye, Gregory.
Bye, Gregory.
Welcome back to Destination Passport. Wow, Gregory Delgowski.
Delgowski.
Man, he had a lot going on. Seems to be kind of struggling in ways that we can relate to, you know, like losing a loved one to a thruple, right? That you are excluded from.
That's true.
We've literally both experienced that at the same time.
That's true. And we didn't really bring that up, but that's true.
There's just so much to get through with Gregory, and we don't want to make that about us, you know? Like, that segment is about the client. And that's what we're trying to do is, like, give all of you at home, staring at your blank white walls, an idea of what goes into this, you know? Like,
yep.
We like to say that travel is a full contact sport, you know? And we want to show people the X's and the O's, and we can't be prima donnas out here, like, saying, pass me the damn travel ball, you know?
No, exactly. We're not selfish like that. Now, we've talked about how, I mean, do we do this to profit? Very largely profit?
Oh, yeah. Extremely!
But in terms of airtime... We'll pass some of that over if they pay us the big bucks.
I mean, do we regularly, for what we tell our guests is going to be a 10 to 12 minute segment, go 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 minutes? Sure.
In the opening segment.
Sure, we do that.
Sure. Well,
pretty much every time.
For us. Yeah. And they probably think to themselves, I thought this would be fucking half as long as they promised me. What the fuck is wrong with these guys?
Sure. But does that mean that we're not that what we said that we are?
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And write that down if you want to.
Please write that down verbatim if you could.
And then mail that into us. Yeah. Write that down and mail it into us.
Or just honestly, just go back to just writing down, I agree, and mail that in.
Yeah.
I think that would be more
a thing that we've
helpful.
Done with our listeners before. So I think it's now time for those world famous segments that we always have to wrap up our episodes with. Known around the globe and up and down. In that segment...
Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
There's a kid in a... What is that, like a Yogi Bear costume?
Uh-huh.
All these kids are trying on the costumes in the Spirit Halloween that's unfolding around us, and now he's vomiting. Like, it looks like Sour Patch Kids. Ugh.
Yeah, why is he vomiting? What is...
Like, he already has the costume on. He already has eaten all the candy somehow.
Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah.
And Yogi Bear?
And Yogi Bear, like, why is that even a costume still? And why is that a costume that a young kid would even select nowadays? And why didn't he take off the head mask before vomiting
that's the thing.
Through the eye
holes? So, I'm seeing the vomit kind of spilling through the eye holes and out through, like, the neck ridge.
I'm starting to reconsider having the Spirit Halloween go on actively.
I don't know if I love it.
But, God, that money they paid.
It's really, really helping because we took such a long time off.
Yeah.
Of not doing any work at all. So
yeah, so
really
actually that's
a
great segment into
our... It's a great segue into
segue into segment.
Yeah, if you could not fuck up,
that'd be appreciated. Yeah. So the first segment is something that I think we call...
Oh, yeah, what do we call that?
Tip of the week.
With
Wow, who sent that in?
That was the United States Army.
The entire United States Army. Wow.
Well, you know how they do drum rolls and stuff. Drum lines. That was the U.S. Army who sent in. And what Keith's asking here, for new listeners who don't know, basically, we just get all different, I guess, organizations and
artists.
Yeah,
usually famous musicians, but also, you know, the U.S. Army.
They send in new theme songs for our segments each week. And so thank you. That would be the U.S. Navy.
Sorry, I was clipping there. It was so funny, I clipped.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Anyway.
So thanks to the U.S.
Thanks
Army.
Thanks to the U.S. Army. Please sign up for the U.S. Army.
That's part of what...
They're doing so much great stuff out there. I haven't really looked into it at all, but I'm sure it's all very good above board, and it's necessary, first and foremost.
I've seen the commercials, and so it looks like great thing to do.
Yeah, if you are tired of being approached with like holographic advertisements and want to somehow escape that by going to countries thousands of miles away and doing things that you're not really sure, you know, what the broader implications of it are, please sign up.
For the U.S. Army.
Thank you.
So the tip of the week is to lease out your space to Spirit Halloween, which is why I thought it was a great segue.
Whatever space you have, even if you're not a business owner.
Exactly. That is the key, Keith. And God, I knew we'd be on the same page here, because I know what you're thinking probably if you're not a business owner. I'm not a business owner.
If you're not a business owner, you're probably thinking something dumb like, I'm not a business owner.
Which is such a stupid thing
such
to think.
Such an idiotic thing to think. Because it means you don't own a business. And
that
therefore
means
you're
inherently dumb and not hardworking enough.
Yeah,
and
like us bootstraps and entrepreneur.
Pulling ourselves up.
Please sign up for the
by
US
our
Army.
U.S. Army bootstraps. And so anyway, have you ever heard of something called a spare bedroom?
Yeah.
Let me check again. Have you ever heard of something called, a kitchen?
Yeah. I've heard of all these.
Have you ever heard of something called space in front of your apartment complex?
Yeah, or a space directly in front of your toilet in your bathroom?
Hello. You can lease those out to Spirit Halloween this Halloween season.
And
because
I
they
am
are
doing
looking
that
because
exactly. I don't have any use for my toilet right now.
That's right. Keith has not been using his toilet. He's been pissing into jars and selling it. And so.
Well, we're starting to.
Well, again, okay, sorry. Yeah. Starting to, not actively doing it. And so
there's a lot of ramp up. You know, you remember what it was like starting this business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the overhead.
We had so many heads. And
this was a cemetery.
That's right. We had so many head stones here. And that's why, again, Spirit Halloween was like, we really want that space. Yeah. We know it used to be a cemetery, so it's inherently spooky.
Yeah. Yogi Bear is, not doing well. He's having some diarrhea.
Does he have his parents? Are his parents here?
I don't see any parents.
I don't see anybody around.
It's just children in costumes.
Anyway, can't recommend enough renting your space out to a Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, no. Forget all that. It's great. Nothing goes wrong.
But here's what's fun about... here's what's fun about money, but here's what's fun about renting out a smaller space like just your bathroom for it is you don't have to worry about like hundreds of people coming in like we do right now in our large space. It's literally just they'll send you one costume, you hang it in your bathroom, and then they'll just send one person at a time to go look and see if they want that costume or not. Because there's not enough space for a bunch of inventory.
Exactly.
Right? They make it work with the space that you have available. So,
I'm glad you got right up on the mic for that, because that's the most important thing to remember. It's whatever space you have available, Spirit Halloween is willing. Spirit Halloween is like liquid, right? It'll conform to the shape of the container.
Exactly. You know what else is like liquid?
What?
The U.S. Army. sign up today for the U.S. Army and you will be able to travel across liquid, especially if you're in the U.S. Navy, which is, I get that
it's
different.
The Army also has like boats and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. And you can fly over it. God damn, that's the Air Force.
And when you sign up for the U.S. Army, they will explain to you in what way the U.S. Army is like liquid.
Yeah.
So that's a little teaser.
Just a little teaser. So a little sign up bonus.
All right, so we have one more world famous segment.
Yes,
let's get to it real quick. It's called What to Watch Out For. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? When am I? What should I watch out for?
What to watch out for?
Spooky. Oh, wow. Geez. Thank you so much to ghosts.
Yeah. Plural. And they capitalized it, so I think it might be a band of ghosts.
Or it might be that either the CBS show or the BBC show that it's based on.
Yeah, the one where there's like, I don't even know.
Spooky,
like,
funny ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I thought you were talking about Ghostbusters maybe for a second.
Oh, maybe.
That fun sitcom?
That fun sitcom. Ghost CBS? That's my understanding of what it was.
Yeah. Me too. So anyway, that was sent in by ghosts.
Two long episodes and then another more recent episode.
Yeah, which is now a series.
And then another episode a few years ago with women.
Yep.
Sure.
So thanks for sending that in, ghosts.
Thanks,
Keith. Thank I've got a ghosts. Big question based on this what to watch out for
what
segment.
What to watch out for.
What should we watch out for?
Well, Halloween is right around the corner.
Spooky, be careful.
You know, it's why it's such a great time to seize the moment and rent out your space to Spirit Halloween, because they're still looking. Trust me, they are still looking. They want to occupy every nook and cranny of every town
up to the last
country.
Day and even past that, because
even
returns are a big thing.
Returns are a big thing because people are like, I'm not going to use this.
Yeah,
this friggin Michael Myers mask.
It's kind of a one night only thing.
This friggin Scream guy mask.
Yeah.
One of these masks. I'm not going to use these friggin masks.
Masks from the movie The Mask. Mask.
So what to watch out for, and I'm gonna relate this to travel. What to watch out for is masks.
Whoa.
Yeah,
you might look at somebody and think that's their face for sure, 100%. Don't be so sure.
Yeah, so there, I think one of the hot costumes this year,
sexy,
hot in terms of sexy and in terms of popular,
oh okay,
is a commercial airline pilot.
Okay.
And so you really have to be careful that, you know, how you usually board a plane is you're like, you're so overwhelmed by all the sights and sounds and noises. And if you're like me, suffer airport blindness, you're just disoriented because you didn't see the airport until the moment you're inside of it.
Yeah.
So you're like really taking time to adjust. So if you're like us or like most people, I assume the way you board your plane is you just look for whoever looks like an airplane pilot and just follow them.
Yep.
Onto the plane.
Yep. Or onto whatever they're getting onto. You assume it's a plane.
If
I'm following a pilot, it's surely a plane.
Yeah. But sometimes like it's actually a pilot that is finally back home for a little while, and so he's getting on like the, you know, the shuttle to take him to parking or whatever, employee parking.
I can't tell you how many times I've ended up in a pilot's home when he's just trying to get home after a long trip away.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Looking to unwind, and then I kind of bump into him as he's like walking in his front door, and I'm kind of like,
sorry, sir.
Do
you know where B32 is?
He turns around like, what the fuck are you? Have you been following me? What the fuck is wrong with you? Get out of my fucking house. I say, first of all, you're cursing a lot for an airline pilot.
Yeah.
Because they are notoriously clean-mouthed. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them do their speech? I've never heard them cuss once.
Not a single time.
I assume they're not physically able to.
Well, it depends. Do you count slurs as swears?
Nope.
Okay, then no. I've never heard them. I've never heard them swear.
So we need to watch out for, you're saying.
So what you need to watch out for is masks, specifically airplane pilot masks and costumes, you know? Because it's the spooky season, and what's spookier than pretending to be in a commercial airplane pilot?
Oh, my God. I'm getting the chills just thinking about it. Can I be honest with you? Oh, my God. Look at my arm. My hair is raised.
There's nothing more chilling to me than the thought of someone who is not a pilot looking at all like a pilot.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. What's that movie where Leonardo DiCaprio plays a pilot and he fakes it or something, I think?
Oh, Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
He's also in an...
That's a horror film.
Yeah. That is a horror film.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's one of the scariest fucking movies I've ever seen in my life.
I can't watch it. I get so scared.
Yeah, when I'm watching, I'm like, wait, okay, hold on. This pilot looks a lot like Leo DiCaprio. Hold on. This teacher, this banker, whatever, you know, all these crazy situations that apparently it's all just one guy?
Yeah, what? Wait, what?
Blah, blah, blah.
Huh? Masks. Gotta watch out for
them. I'm fucking terrified, dude.
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, just watch out, you know, because it's one thing to what we do often, which is accidentally follow a pilot to their house, but at least...
Which is fine.
And usually the pilots, like, are understanding.
After they curse at you.
After they curse at you and
times.
Realize what's going on. But imagine someone who's not a pilot, and you think that they're a pilot, and they go to their house because they just got back from whatever Halloween festivities that they've been going to or whatnot.
Yep.
And they are being very cool and wearing their Halloween costume in the airport. who knows what's with that guy?
Who knows what they're or capable gal. Of? Or gal. I mean, how
honestly,
creepy is that?
Here's what I want to leave you with for this episode. Mm-hmm. I believe that women can impersonate airline pilots just as well as men.
Boom.
Yeah. I think there should be a Catch Me If You Can sequel, which I would not be able to watch because I'd be so scared. But there should be one where Frank Abagnale is played by a lady.
Whoa. Do you think, I'm trying to think of a fun sequel name. So Catch Me If You Can, it could be like Caught Me If You Did.
Yeah, Caught Me If You Did. Or if it's more of a reboot, because I don't know if it's, it could be a sequel. It could be a sequel where Frank Abagnale like has taken a female scammer, con artist yeah. under his wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be like Catch Me If, or like also Catch Her If You Can.
Yeah. Catch Me
so
If You
Can.
So
there's Catch Me If You Can and then also Catch Her If You Can.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, the sequel's name is all of that. It's Catch Me If You Can, also Catch Her If You Can.
Yeah, because we want to reiterate that.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
To Catch Me If You
Catch
Can.
Catch Me If You Can. People are not going to be lost if they don't have the full title, the title of the original first movie in there.
Why do you think Halloween did that? Yeah. Halloween 2, Halloween yeah. 3.
Toy Story. Toy Story 2.
They kept the original name in. Now, sure, they were just numbering afterwards. This is a little bit different, but they kept the original name in yeah. for a reason.
Yeah.
So
look out for a movie that we are going to produce ourselves, Catch Me If You Can, but also Catch Her If You Can.
That's right.
Promoting the fact that women can be con artists who pretend to be pilots, too, and also look out for masks because you might accidentally go onto a bad plane.
That's right, baby. And that's the worst thing that you could do.
And that's the worst thing you could do.
Thank you again for listening and viewing, because as Keith mentioned, our listeners are people who do look at blank yeah. white walls under our command, as we command you to do.
Yeah.
So thanks for viewing. Thanks for you. Listening. And guess what? We're going to be back again next week with what? Another guest.
Another guest, another episode, another episode of this.
Another episode, and also catch another episode of her.
Yeah. So for all of us here at Bird Product Travel Agency, I've been Keith Bird.
I've been Damon Product.
And remember, the best time to travel
is every time.
Bon voyage.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Bye.
See you later.
Seriously, get out of here.
Have a swell time wherever you're going.
Yeah, but just leave is the important part.
Ta-ta.
Okay, but you should... I don't want to say another word.
Sayonara, suckers.
No. Goodbye.
Hasta la vista.
All right, I'm fucking done with this shit.